We're beginning here, 12 lines down, on Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara here is discussing a braita that brought in yesterday's daf. The braita was talking about the tension that we have between the halachot of Shabbat, the Isser Melacha and Shabbat, and the imperative for Beit Din to execute criminals. And we wanted to know which trumped. Was the execution of criminals so important that it overrode the Shabbat? Or was Shabbat so important that it prevented Beit Din from executing on Shabbat? The Braita has a back and forth. Actually goes back and forth three times. At first it assumes that the din of Beit Din to execute would override Shabbat. Then it backs off and says, no, maybe Shabbat or the Isser Melacha on Shabbat is more important, and therefore there would be no executions on Shabbat. And then lastly it reverses and says, oh, maybe no. Maybe execution should override. And then it says, Lo Tabaru. That the pasuk of Lo Tabaru tells me that executions do not override. The Gemara's attempt over here was to bring a proof that an aseh, executions of Beit Din, would override a Lo Taseh Sheyesh Bo Karet, the Isser Melacha on Shabbat, and from that we would prove that an aseh can be docha, even a Lo Taseh Sheyesh Bo Karet. Once we have that precedent, over here the Braita says we don't say it by Shabbat and the executions of Beit Din because of a pasuk Lo Tabaru, but that means that otherwise it would be true that an aseh would be docha Lo Taseh Sheyesh Bo Karet. That's the case. Now we have a paradigm for that limud. And by arayot, we would say the same thing. Yibum is an assay. Arayot or lota seshesh bogaret. Yibum will override. And that's why we needed the pasug or the gzer shova of aleha to tell me don't override in this instance. The Gemara rejects that understanding of the braita. And the end says it has nothing to do with assay docha lota say, but rather it's an issue of a kal v'chomer. It's a logical argument that is being made in the braita as to whether the executions of Beit Din should override the Shabbat. And they do that through transitive properties of Kal V'chomer. If Avodah overrides Shabbat and executions of Beit Din override Avodah, then certainly executions of Beit Din should override Shabbat. And then the Gemara reverses that and shows there are other times where it's not true. And that's how the Gemara ended and says this is no proof to our need to find an aseh docha lo taseh sheyesh bo karet in order to establish the reason we need aleha. The puzzle of Aleha to tell us don't override a rayot with Yibum because I had thought, or Havamina would have been, that it should override. Well, we haven't found our source yet. But now the Gemara just takes a sidetrack and says, Ulamai desalika date miikara. What we thought originally, that this Braita, or the methodology being used in this Braita for Shabbat and Mitot Beit Din is, Dati asei v'doch dachi lotasei, that an asei will come and override a lotasei, Mai o eno dikamar. What are the stages or the three stages in the Braita? So the Gemara says, Achi Gamar, Mani Mikayim Michalalea Motumat. What will I do with the Pasuk that says there's an Isser Melacha on Shabbat, and anybody who violates it deserves the death penalty? Bishar Melachot, Chutz Mi Mitat Beit Din. I would say that with regards to all Melachot, with the exception of executions of Beit Din. Aval Mitat Beit Din Dachi Shabbat. But executions of Beit Din will override Shabbat. Dati Asei. The positive commandment of Beit Din to execute these individuals will override V'dachi Lo Taseh, and will override the negative commandment associated with Shabbat, not to do Melacha. Hadamar, afterwards we said, Imar Damrinan Atei Asei V'dachi Lo Taseh, maybe we can say an Asei is Docha Lo Taseh, that's in an instance when we're talking about a regular Asei and a regular Lo Taseh. Lo Taseh Greido, that's only a regular negative precept. Lota se sheish bo karet, like the melachot of Shabbat, which is a negative precept that involves a punishment of karet, mishmait le dedochi, who says that the assay will override it. Then we go to a third stage in the Braita, where the Braita seems to think that executions will override. So what's the logical step now? Hadama ata assay, dedochet lota se. Wait a minute. Assay is docha lota se. What is the reasoning behind this? Blav lota se chamormine. Even though a negative precept is more stringent or strict than an assay, nevertheless the assay is able to overcome it. A lota assay involves a punishment of malkot. If you violate a lota assay, you get malkot. If you violate an assay, there is no punishment. You might have to bring a korban olah to be mechaper on it, but there is no punishment of malkot. That tells me that a lota assay is more chamur than an assay. Yet, I still say, v'ka'ati assay v'dochilei. Nevertheless, I say that the positive commandment overrides. So, mali chumra zuta, mali chumra rabo. Why should it make a difference whether the lo taseh is just a regular lo taseh that involves malkot, or whether it's a lo taseh that involves karet? Aseh overrides lo taseh, despite the fact that an aseh is not as strong as a lo taseh, or is not as severe as a lo taseh. Nevertheless, it still works to trump the lo taseh. Why should it matter what type of lo taseh I'm dealing with? Therefore, Talmud Omer lo tivaru. That's why I needed the pasuk to tell me, don't come to that conclusion that the execution of Beit Din overrides. I say, doka lo taseh sheish bo karet. But rather, lo tivaru says, don't learn that way. Now, and again, the Gemara rejects that explanation of the Braita and moves on to a kal v'chomer. But this is in the Havamina. The Gemara wants to know what were the stages of understanding the Braita. Now that we've understood the Braita, and we've also concluded that we have no source for the fact that an assay is docha lo taseh sheish bo karet. Ella, itzrich. Why do I need the words aleha? Aleha that's found by achotisha. Aleha that's found by yibum, which tells me that yibum does not trump arayot. Why do I need a posuk to tell me that? I would have no reason to believe that yibum should trump arayot, because I've yet to find a source that an assay is docha lo taseh sheish bo karet. The Gemara leaves that direction and now tries different methodologies to find it. The first of which is, maybe it's because over here by Eshet Ach, by a wife of a brother who normally has a din of karet, is overridden in the face of Yibum. So Yibum trumps Eshet Ach. Davar Shaya Bichlal. This was something that was part of a general grouping. Vayatza min haklal. And it leaves the general grouping. Lelamed, to teach you something. Lo lelamed al atzmo yatza. It's not just coming to teach you about itself. It's coming to teach you about the entire principle. So the Gemara goes and gives you now an example of this, which is the Tanya. We have a Braita. This principle, one of the 13 principles of Rabbi Yishmael, how is it applied? Ketzad. We have a case by Kodoshim. When it comes to Tuma, a person who has Tumat Aguf and eats Kodoshim. Someone with Tumat Aguf that eats Kodoshim is Chayav Karet. That is found in a pasuk in Vayikra Perek Zayin, pasuk Chaf. It says, "Va'nefesh asher tochal basar mizevach hashlamim asher laHashem v'tumato alav v'nechrata nefesh ahi me'ameh." So a person who consumes basar, the flesh of zevach hashlamim v'hashlamim from Hashem, v'tumato alav, and the tumah is on him, meaning that he has tumat aguf, he himself is tamei, v'nechrata nefesh ahi me'ameh. The punishment for that is karet. Gemara says, "Valo shlamim bichlal." Why did the Torah come and specify shlamim alone? If you go to Parshat Emor, there's already a pasuk that's all inclusive that says about all kodeshim, which is in Perach Chav Bet pasuk Gimel. It says, "Emor aleim ledorotechem," to the Kohanim, "Kol ish asher yikrav mikol zarachem la kodeshim asher yakdishu bnei Israel." Any one of your descendants that comes to the kodeshim that bnei Israel sanctify, Hashem. V'tumato alav. And that person has tumato guf, v'nechrata neveshai, milifanaya niyashem. There's a punishment of karet. So here we have a general statement about all kodashim, that if you have tumato guf and you consume them, there is a chiyuv karet. So why in Parshat Tzav, in Perek Zayin, in Vayikra, does it specify by shlamim the punishment of karet? Shlamim were included in this statement in Parshat Emor. So what do you have to say? So, alo shlamim bichlal kol kodashim hayu. Wasn't shlamim a subset of all other kodashim? V'lama Yatso, why did it go out, or why did it specify kodeshim separately? Lakisha lehen, to make a hekesh between them to all kodeshim. Velo malacha, mashlamim yuachadim kodeshim mizbeach. Just like the kodeshim that are mentioned by the shlamim are kodeshim mizbeach, things that end up on the mizbeach. Af kodeshim mizbeach. That has application to all kodeshim mizbeach. Any kodeshim mizbeach that are consumed at tumat haguf end up in karet. Yatsu kodeshim berekabayit. What are excluded from that are kodshei berek abayit, items that are consecrated for the monetary needs of Hekdesh, for not for the Mizbeach. In those instances, then Tumat Aguf has no implications, and there's no punishment of karet for Tumat Aguf with regards to kodshei berek abayit. So what we learn from Shlamim is that Shlamim teaches us a din, but that din is not going to only be applicable by Shlamim, it's going to apply to all kodashim. Because Shlamim was part of a statement in Parshat Emor of all Kodoshim, it left that statement to be specified or discreetly spoken about, and it teaches a new din that it's only by Kodoshim Mizbeach, not by Kodoshim Bekabayit. Since that's the case, we'll reapply it to the whole principle and say that the whole principle has that din, which is only Kodoshim Mizbeach end up with this requirement of not having Tumat Aguf, and if you do, you get karet. Whereas Kodoshim Bekabayit do not have that requirement. So Gemara says, let's do the same thing over here. all the arayot were included together. They are a kalal. They are a general principle that is joined together. They have a common denominator between them. All of a sudden, an eshet ach, which is one of those arayot, gets pulled out of the group and said, Yibum comes along and overrides eshet ach. Well, if that's a unique din about eshet ach, now we should say, well, if that's specified or discreetly singled out for that din, now it should apply to all the arayot as well, which means that just like eshet ach is overridden by Yibum, so too all the arayot should be overridden by Yibum. And that's what the Gemara says over here. The same thing should apply over here. Hachanami. Hevi Omer, eshet ach bichlau. Eshet ach was a part of kol arayot haita, was a member of all the other arayot. But lama yatsta. Why was it then specified or singled out to be overridden by Yibum? Like Ishala, to connect between it and the other arayot. Just like Eshedach is overridden by Yibum, Afkol arayot nami sharyon. And that's why I need Alea Alea to come tell me, don't learn that way, and say that the arayot are overridden by the assay of Yibum, but rather, they block the ability to Yibum. But I would have had a Havamina that it should work because of this principle, Davar Sheya Bechalam. These two cases are not even comparable. That of Shlamim and that case of Eshedach. When you look at Kodashim, the Pasuk in Amor is telling you, can't eat Kodashim betumat haguf. The Pasuk in Tzav is saying, can't eat Shlamim betumat haguf. So topically, they're the same. Hocho, over here, that's not the case. Kalau b'isur. The general statement is, by Arayot, you cannot be together with Arayot. That's a violation of the Isur. Uprat beheter. And then all of a sudden, Eshedach is pulled out and said, oh no, it's mutar over there. That's not the same. That's not saying, oh, we have a principle, a general principle, and then one of these items is specified to be Asur as well. That's not the case here. It's being specified the heter. That's more like, halodami elele dover sheya bichlau, b'yatza lidom b'davar achadash. Another one of the principles of Rabbi Shmuel. This is much more like this principle, which is, Eshedach was part of the general group of arayot, and then it was pulled out, lidom b'davar achadash. It has a new rule about it. Arayot asurot, eshedach is asur. Then all of a sudden we come along and say, oh no, eshedach is mutar. That's a davar achadash. That's a new din about eshedach. So then, what's the case? You cannot return it to its normal principle or its normal din unless the Torah specifies and does it for you. D'tanya, now we have an example of this. דבר שיהיה בכלל ויצא דון בדבר חדש, היא אתה רשאי להחזירו לכללו, עד שיחזירנו לך כתוב בפירוש. If it's taken out and specified that it has special rules that are different than the other items, as Tosafot points out over here, it's only a דבר חדש if it conflicts with the major rule or conflicts with the underlying rule. So if you have something now that conflicts, like Eshedach conflicts with the other rules of Arayot, which say Asur, Eshedach says Mutar. So to an example over here, Ketzad. ושחטת הכבש במקום אשר ישחטת החטאת ואת העולה במקום הקודש כי כחטאת השם הוא לכהן. A pasuk here by the Asham Mitzora. It gives you instructions. First of all, you have to shecht it in the place that you shecht the chatat in the ola, which means that it requires tzafon. Number two is that it is just like a chatat. Shein tam lomar kechatat ha-asham. Why does it have to say that the Asham is just like a chatat? Matom lomar kechatat ha-asham. Why is it telling you that the Asham here is just like a chatat? The fish yatsa Asham mitzora lidon bidvar chadash. The Asham mitzora has something totally new about it, which is bebo'in yad uboin regel yimanit. That the blood has to be placed on the right thumb and the right big toe from the blood that's captured from the shechita of the Asham. Normally by an Asham, you shech the Asham, all the blood goes on the mizbeach. All of a sudden over here we have a new rule, which is some of the blood goes on the mitzora. Once it's done that, I would have thought that an Asham mitzora now has a new din, which is that the matanot dam are not on the mizbeach. They're actually on the mitzora himself. And not only that, the emurim, the fats that normally go from an Asham on the mizbeach, they will not go on the mizbeach here, because yatzali don bidvar chadash. Asham mitzora got a new rule that wasn't applicable by general Ashamot, and that new rule makes it that an Asham mitzora is an exception. But if it's an exception, then how do I have the normal rules of Asham associated with it? Talmud Lomar, that's what the Pasuk says, ki kechatat ha-asham. Who? The Asham is just like a regular chatat. Ma chatat una matan damim ve'murim. Just like a chatat in general requires dam on the mizbeach, and requires emurim on the mizbeach, the gam mizbeach, av Asham ta'un matan damim ve'murim the gam mizbeach. That you have to put the dam also on the mizbeach, and also put the emurim on the mizbeach. V'yelo ahadrik ra. had the pasuk not come and specified for us that the asham is just like a chatat, havamina l'mayda nofik nofik, l'mayda lo nofik lo nofik, that whatever it was done, the rule is rule, and whatever it's not put in the rules is not in the rules, meaning that it would require shchita in the north, because that's specified here in the pasuk. It would require the matan dam on the right thumb and the right big toe, because those are explicit in the pasuk. What's not written in the pasuk is the dam on the mizbeach and the emurim on the mizbeach. Those would be left out because they're not specified in the pasukim. Along comes that extra wording in the pasuk of kechatat asham. The asham is just like a chatat, to teach you know that it comes back to the normal din of asham, and it requires matan dam, the dam be placed on mizbeach, and requires the emurim, the fats, be placed on the mizbeach. So achanami, let's talk about our case here by Rayot. Havamina eshedach tishtara ishtare. Here, eshedach has been knocked out. It has a new din. It's mutar in the face of Yibum. That's a din that's not part of the general principle of Rayot, which all are asurot. So now it's yotzal didon bedvar hachadash. But divar hachadash means it teaches about itself, but it doesn't come back into the regular Rayot. Shar Rayot, lo. But when it comes to any one of the other Rayot, it's not affected by eshedach, because eshedach is an exception to the rule. Exceptions to the rule are on their own. They become exceptions to the rule, and they do not affect the general principle. So if that's the case, then I don't have any reason to believe that any of the other ayot should be trumped by Yibum. Ela salkadat chamina. I would have thought, tete b'mem matzino. Eshedach will use a mem matzino over here, which is basically a methodology of mem matzino, which is that once I've established a principle, let me more broadly apply that principle, which is over here. I have a principle that Yibum overrides Eshedach. Yibum overrides Arayot. So let me extrapolate that to the other Arayot and say, just like over here, the principle applies that it overrides, Yibum overrides Arayot, so too, in all cases, Yibum should override Arayot. Mar says, Ma Eshedach miyabma afakotisha titiyabim. Just like Eshedach, we override Arayot and there is Yibum, so too by Achotisha, if there are two sisters, he should perform titiyabim. He should do Yibum, and that's why I need the pasuk of Alea Alea to teach me don't do that. Mar says, mi domi. Can't compare the cases. Hotum chad isura, hocha tre isure. By Eshedach, and this is true, and any time you have Yibum, you are faced with the isur of Eshedach. Because by definition, to perform Yibum, it must have been a wife of one's brother. So if that's the case, any time you're doing Yibum, you're faced with Eshedach. When you add on another one of the Arayot, for instance, Achot Isha, it happens to also be the sister of his wife, then in that instance, you actually have two Isurim. You have Eshedach plus Achot Isha. So Eshedach, when you're just dealing with Eshedach, all you're doing is one Isur of Arayot. Anytime you deal with any one of the other Arayot, they're two Isurim. It's whatever that Erva is, plus Eshedach. So if it's Achot Isha, it's Eshedach plus Achot Isha, it's two Isurim. So the Mem Matzino can establish a paradigm here that we're going to use for all the Arayot, because it's different than the rest of the Arayot. All the other Arayot involve two Isurim, the Isur of Eshedach, plus the Isur of that Erva, whether it's Bito, Chamuto, Im Chamuto, Achot Isha, whatever it is, that Isur plus Eshedach, that's two Isurim. When you're just dealing with Eshedach, then it's one Isur, so maybe Yibum has the ability to overcome one Isur or one Erva, doesn't have the ability to overcome two Arayot, and for that reason, we cannot extrapolate from Eshedach to the others. We can't use this as a Mematzino to make this into a paradigm for all Arayot, because it's not similar to all the other Arayot. And then the Gemara says, okay, if that's the case, you're right, I'm going to try a new methodology, and that methodology is Marutema Hovi Ishtari Ishtari. Once we make Eshedach Mutar, we're going to make all Arayot Mutar, meaning that there's Hutra. Once we say Arayot overridden, we don't just say, oh, this Erva is overridden, we just say the Parsha of Arayot is not applicable in the face of Yibum. Since it's not applicable in the face of Yibum, then I need the Pasuk of Alea to tell me that, oh, not that, that's not the case, only by Eshedach does it override, doesn't override other of the Arayot. So we will continue with this tomorrow, which is in the middle here, we're stopping here in the middle of Zion Amud Bet with Hov Ishtari Ishtari. Since it's Mutar, it'll be Mutar for everything, it'll become Hutra, that'll be our next attempt to find a reason why we need to be Oser, we need to use the word Aleha to say don't do this. The Havamin will be, because we are Matir, one of the Arayot, that goes on and then is Matir, all the Arayot, and we'll see examples of that from other places with regards to Tuma. Okay, we're going to stop over here.